Hello everybody, this is Jim Fry. I want to touch base with you about something that isn't directly related to financing for small businesses. However, it is indirectly related to any business owner, whether you're startup or existing, and certainly any kind of employer, and certainly employees. You should probably know this too. It's about healthcare. Regardless how you feel about it, it's coming. The healthcare bill passed in March. It requires most Americans to buy insurance coverage by 2014 or before. The states will create exchanges or marketplaces for you, for your employees to shop for these plans. Until then, some states may establish high-risk pools or groups of high-risk individuals with certain pre-existing conditions. You know, there's some questions out there, and I'm going to try to answer some of them. All right, who's going to pay for this? Money will come from new taxes, new fees on industries, and Medicare cuts. Any person, any individual out there making more than $200,000 a year and married couples making more than $250,000 a year will pay an extra 0.9% in Medicare payroll taxes starting 2013. They will pay 3.8% tax on unearned income from investments. Insurers will pay 40% excise tax on high-end plans worth $27,500 for families. So, you know, the government will cut by $132 billion payments to Medicare, and they will do some other things like that, which, you know, the details are a little bit. Basically, some of the insurers will pay more. High-income individuals and high-income couples will pay more. And hopefully they'll cut the budget, although I haven't seen that yet. So, will the bill affect Medicare costs? Will the bill... You know what? Healthcare spending is projected to rise at $3.1 trillion in 2012. And, you know, consumers must stop taking care for granted and become more savvy about their costs, is what one of the experts has said. You know, that people really have to look more at their costs, more at how they can save things, and certainly the health insurance companies will do that, and your doctors will too. You'll see that. Everyone will take a closer look at their costs. You know, people in their 60s won't wait until they're 65 to get their knee replaced, because people will enter the system more quickly and hopefully be more healthy, as they say. But people will look closer at each spending dollar. There will be more emphasis on primary care doctors and preventative care. Theoretically, hospitals won't have to deal with sicker people. We'll see. Will there be enough doctors? The bill will add about 32 million people to the number of those insured. More people in the system translate into a shortage of family practitioners and primary care physicians or primary care doctors. The system will probably rely more on physician assistants and nurse practitioners. The question is, you know, will people want that? So, you know, there's still going to be some kind of hierarchy, you know. Theoretically, everyone's supposed to get equal care, but as you can imagine, in certain communities at least, it's practical to think that, you know, wealthier people are going to get better coverage, more, you know, they're going to pay more for it perhaps, but maybe they'll get better coverage or more physician attention, and whereas lower income people may not get that kind of physician hands-on. They might get a nurse practitioner or something like that. We have to be practical. You know, people say, will hospitals be affected? Hospitals will be forced to focus on the quality or they're going to see cuts from the government, such as Medicare. For example, you know, 1% of Medicare payment reductions to hospitals that don't eliminate hospital-acquired infections. You know, hospitals won't be paid if a patient is readmitted within 30 days for the same condition. You know, such cuts could be an incentive for hospitals to provide better care, theoretically. So this is hopefully going to force hospitals to be part of a coordinated care using visiting nurses and other resources to keep the person healthy at home. Theoretically, that's going to save us money. Question: will I be penalized if I don't buy insurance? People, individuals, with no coverage will pay either $95 a year or 1% of their income, whichever is greater, in 2014. Yes, let me say that again. You will pay, if you have no coverage, you will pay $95 a year or 1% of your income, whichever is greater in 2014 if you have no coverage. It increases yearly, and by 2016 becomes $695 per person or $2,085 per household. And we can talk more about that. But, you know, I mentioned some of the high-risk pools some of the states are doing. Well, what that is they're intended for people with pre-existing conditions. Like, for instance, Pennsylvania requested $160 million to establish its pool, its fund. People will contribute $468 a month toward their premium. These people in the pools, that is. So, if you are someone with asthma or cancer and you change jobs, often you're out of luck, at least in Pennsylvania. This will be an option. Limited funding means only about 5,000 people will be allowed to join this pool. The rest can go on a waiting list or must buy insurance on the open market. So it's still not an ideal situation. So what if you're on Medicare now? If you're on Medicare or about to be, you know, the big gap in Medicare's prescription drug coverage will end by 2020. Medicare recipients will get an extra $250 a year. $250 a year for drugs and more money later. The Medicare program, however, will cut about $500 million in payments to hospitals and other providers. You know, it's not sure, but theoretically, Medicare beneficiaries could experience problems obtaining important physician services, as physicians seek greener pastures of the privately insured, turning away Medicare patients. So, it's possible, if you've got to be pragmatic, physicians may go for the privately insured people instead of Medicare, much like they sometimes do now. So, you know, these are some of the things. You know, it's hard to know. You know, 2010, there's going to be these temporary insurance pools for pre-existing conditions. There's going to be new rules for health insurance plans after September 23rd. The state and U.S. Health Department will identify these coverage options on their website. 2011, 50% discount on brand name drugs for Medicare recipients. 10% Medicare bonus payments to primary care physicians working in areas with shortages of health professionals. Grants to small employers that establish wellness programs. 2012, payment reductions to hospitals for excess or preventable readmissions. Insurance companies start using standard definitions and uniform coverage explanations. 2013, Medicare taxes go up for individuals making more than $200,000 and married couples making income over $250,000. There will be a creation of co-ops or consumer-operated-oriented plans, which are similar to HMOs. 2014, the full reform starts. Everyone is required to carry insurance. Company with 50 or more employees pay $2,000 per employee to not offer coverage. In some cases, I've been told it may be cheaper not to offer coverage. So if you own a company with 50 or more employees and you don't offer coverage to these people, by 2014, you will be penalized or billed or whatever the case may be, $2,000 per employee. State-run insurance exchanges become operational. It's a place to buy the insurance. It's a marketplace. Some individuals and families will receive tax credits and cost reductions. It's mostly lower income. Individuals under 65 with income less than 133% of poverty level are automatically enrolled in Medicaid. One other question that sometimes comes up: will my premiums for company health insurance go up? Maybe. I would guess yes. You know, private insurers worry that hospitals will be forced to renegotiate contracts with private payors to make up for increased number of lower paying covered patients. You know, consumer advocates counter the bill will change the way payments are structured for all payors. So a lot of this is theoretical. We'll see how it plays out. You know, one other thing I'll leave you with. I was talking with a gentleman who sells insurance, health insurance, mostly to employers and some individuals, but he mostly goes into an employer, a small business, medium business, and sells them a whole plan for their employees to be covered with health insurance. I gave him his thought, and he said, you know what, we're just holding back because, in his opinion, this is just his opinion, could be totally wrong, but we've all heard about the public option and things like that. It is his opinion that, you know, this coverage will drive costs up and make it very difficult for health insurance companies to offer coverage at a reasonable rate, the private companies, in a few years, because they will be covering everybody, or theoretically everybody, at basically the same rate, theoretically. So my point is that their costs will go up. They won't really be allowed to raise costs that much at some point. It's assumed, you know, that they're going to have to cover everybody, no matter what their conditions, and they're, at some point, they're probably going to be pressured not to raise prices above a certain rate, a certain premium. So they're going to be squeezed out of the market to some extent, and the public option will probably be squeezed into the market. So, you know, the government is going to probably, theoretically, according to this gentleman, take more and more of a role after 2014, because the insurance companies will maybe forced out from a private point of view, at least, because they're not as competitively priced at that point. We'll see. It's all theoretical. Everyone has a different opinion. It definitely will help some people. It definitely will hurt others. Let's look for it. Let's feel, you know, I always encourage people to write, communicate, email, fax, phone their representative, their senator. Provide feedback, ask questions. Regardless, I hope this helps you. It's not a financing option, but it may help you plan for the future, become more educated about what you have to offer your family, your employees, and what's coming. I wish you the best.